Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Yes, we are in hour three now. It's gone by very quickly, and this is the second day of Pledge Drive. We're trying to build momentum, and we are asking our Lord to grant us our petition, which is to be fully funded for the next quarter. This is why we're doing Pledge Drive. So let's begin in prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And that petition goes for you and your family and all of your needs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, well, I want to wrap up this tidbit I had for you about how the phenomenon of how Catholic missionaries, for example, the French Jesuits who came to minister among the Indian tribes in the northern part of New York and now southern Ontario and Canada, and they were very surprised to learn, this is in the 1600s, they were very surprised to learn that these people who had never encountered Westerners before, they had never encountered Europeans at least, they knew all about the flood. They knew all about Adam and Eve. They had their own version of the story, of course. It was different in some details. But this phenomenon plays out all around the world where various ancient cultures knew about the flood. And there's an interesting article that I'm sharing some tidbits from by Mark Hawes at Catholic Exchange. We'll get a link to this so you can check it out. So we talk a little bit about how in Africa the story is told with various details different. In Asia, the Sumerian, Mesopotamian, Abrahamic, Chinese, Indian, Korean, Malaysian, Filipino, Thailand, and Taiwanese peoples, it says there is a striking tale that comes from India concerning two characters, Matsya, the incarnation of Vishnu as a fish, and Manu, a human. Matsya warns Manu of a destructive flood and orders him to collect all the grains of the world into a large boat. In some variations of the story, all living creatures were instructed to be collected and placed on the boat. And after the flood destroys the land, Matsya pulls the boat ashore to safety. In Europe, the ancient Greek, Irish, Welsh, Norse, Bashkir, and Finnish peoples, they know all about the flood from ancient times. The ancient Welsh legend describes the story of Afanc, not Aflac, not the duck on the TV, but Afanc, a lake monster called Lin Leon. Afanc causes a huge flood. Two humans, Dwifin and Dwifak, are the only survivors. They construct an ark-like boat, and they carry a pair of each species. So when these ancient peoples were being evangelized by the Catholic missionaries, they already knew these stories. How do they know these stories? Well, because the flood really happened. In North America, the Choctaw, the Ojibwa, Menominee, Ottawa, Cree, Inuit, Eskimo peoples all around North America, they knew about it. Christian missionaries evangelized the Native American people and discovered a fascinating story existed within the Choctaw tribes, for example. The legend describes a great period of darkness that covered the lands. The elders of the tribe kept watch for daylight for some time before finally succumbing to despair. At last, light was discovered in the northern skies, and the nation rejoiced until they spotted great mountains of water rolling over the lands. Everyone was destroyed except for a few families who had anticipated the waters and constructed a large boat to be saved in. The same is true in Oceania, Polynesia, Hawaii, and the various other peoples in the Pacific. Also in South America, the Incas knew about this, the Tupi people, the Mapuche people. The Incan legend says that the creator God sent a large flood to destroy the people. Two people were saved to populate the rest of the world. And it just it continues over and over again. All of these legends all around the world from ancient times talking about the flood. So one way to read that would be to say, look, the Bible is teaching history in this case. It's not merely a moral tale. It's not merely a way of trying to make a point. It actually happened. And one final thing, Jesus himself talked about Noah and the ark and the flood, lest anybody think that maybe it's just a tall tale. Jesus said, in the end, when the end times come, when the Son of Man returns, it'll be like the times of Noah. when people are marrying and giving in marriage, and the flood will, as the flood came then and swept them all away, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. So even Jesus refers to it as a literal historical event. Let's go to Karen in Temecula, California. Hi, Karen.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, welcome.
Oh, okay. Hi. I just wanted to let everybody know the publishing company Tan Books, T-A-N Books, every month they have a selection of books that they offer for $5. And this month, Surprised by Truth by Patrick Madrid is one of the $5 choices.
Oh.
And so you could basically get like three for the price of one.
Wow.
For those that want to share it, you know, with people that have questions. I've read it and it's fantastic. And it's just a great opportunity to get the book and a couple extra just
Thank
in
you,
case.
Karen.
I've
heard of that book before.
For those that don't know what the book's about that might be listening, I'll let you give a quick summary if you'd like. I'll leave that up to you. But just wanted to let you know.
Well, Karen, I did not know that, and I was completely unaware. I'm happy to hear that they're offering such a good discount because then it can get into the hands of many people. Well, to satisfy your comment there, Karen, that Surprised by Truth book, it's the first in the series, came out in 1994. Oh, my gosh, it's been out that long. And it is the collection of 11 different testimonies from people who at one time were evangelical Protestant and for the most part disliked the Catholic Church, opposed the Catholic Church, and one by one they all became Catholic and they tell their stories in a riveting manner. Some household names, Marcus Grody, who's got the TV show The Journey Home, Tim Staples is in that book, Steve Wood is in that book, a number of other luminaries in the Catholic world. I guess you might say in some sense they almost got their start by having a chapter in that book. So it's quite a read, and I'm happy to know that it's on sale. And thank you for surprising me with that information.
Yeah, no problem. Can I ask you real quickly, what was the first book you ever wrote?
Well, that's the first book I ever came out with, and I edited that book. So the next book that I wrote after that would have been, I think it would have been Pope Fiction, or might have been Any Friend of God's Is a Friend of Mine. Those two books came out fairly close to each other a few years later. All told, there are 26 of them.
That was the very first book?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Surprised by Truth is the very first book that I was associated with, and I was the editor of that book.
Oh, okay. All right, your parents, I remember my mom and dad were in an Alpha group at church with your parents.
Oh, really?
And they came to, one of the group meetings with your book. And they were so excited. They were, this is our son, you know, for the book he wrote, showing everybody. And they were just so excited about it. And just a kind of a cool little
memory. Was that St. Catherine's in Temecula? Or I think St. Catherine's was the only church that existed in Temecula at that time.
No, this is in Buena Park. And this is at St. Pius V. In Buena
Park.
Oh,
I get you. Oh, you're in Temecula. That didn't make the connection. I get it. Well, what a walk down memory lane. Thank you, Karen. That's really an interesting and nice surprise. I can't believe the book's been out that long. Thank you very much. Let's go to Barbara now in Central Valley, California. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Patrick. Question. Quick. I was born Catholic, and my mom and I continue to go to church. She said she grew up in a family. 14 grandparents, large family. She said that my grandfather used to read the Bible to them every week and used to gather. And and I just wanted clarification if there was any facts or anything. She says that she remembers saying that it states on there that there would be no more innocent babies being born. And then also, for example, another one is she remembers saying that children would be killing, like parents or vice versa, or family members, which obviously that's been occurring for quite some time. So that was basically I was wondering if that held true, because in part when the innocent baby's being born and with everything going on right now, say with the topics that that every caller's calling about, the, for example, the transgender and all this, wouldn't it be like kind of sort of like maybe it could be a genetic factor or some truth tied in? Is, I guess, is my question.
Okay, well, there are a couple issues I want to sort through here. The first one is, and I'm wondering if this might be the passage you're thinking of, in Mark 13, verse 12, it's, Jesus is speaking here. He's talking about the end times, and he says, brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rise up against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone because of my name, but the one who perseveres to the end will be saved. Does that sound like what you're thinking about?
I think, because I love to listen to my mom's, she's 90, her her stories that for my grandparents, they were beautiful people. Like I said, she grew up a family of 14, and now there's only two siblings left. Right. And I love hearing her stories that half of them were born in Mexico, half here in the United States. So she remembers that clarity and reading. And my mom was shocked, saying, how could kids be killing their own parents? And how could, because she couldn't believe it.
Yeah, well, that's
so
something that
Jesus
himself. That's
my question. I just wanted clarification.
You got it. So that's what Jesus said. And the passage in question there is Mark chapter 13, verse 12. He talked about this in the context of a sign of the end times. So that's where it is. I hope that's helpful to you. We're going to hear a message from Father Rocky right now, and I'll be right back right after that.
Hi, it's Father Rocky here, asking you to reach out and respond, because it's our summer pledge drive, and we've got a beautiful gift for you at the $50 a month level. It's a framed print under glass of Mary, Undoer of Knots. And that's a favorite devotion of our Holy Father, Pope Francis. In fact, he wrote a prayer about her, and the last paragraph goes like this. Through your grace, your intercession, and your example, deliver us from all evil, Our Lady, and untie the knots that prevent us from being united with God, so that we, free from sin and error, may find Him in all things, may have our hearts placed in Him, and may serve Him always in our brothers and sisters. This Mary Untier of Knots frame print is yours today for your gift of $50 a month to Relevant Radio. Call or give online now, 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com.
New hour, new goal. We need to be seeing 150 people reaching out and calling in this hour. We fell short again last hour, but that's okay. We know Drew will make up in the afternoon.
Good old Drew.
Good old Drew. What do we do without Drew?
He bats cleanup.
Anyway, we need everyone to reach out and help right now. We are in our spring pledge, or our fall pledge drive. I guess I missed the summer months here. It went too fast. Our fall pledge drive, we need you to reach out and respond at relevantradio.com. Use your smartphone or your tablet and open up that app, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. I just think of the great programming that you hear each and every day. We know you're tuning into the Patrick Madrid Show so you can learn and grow in your faith. And together we all grow in holiness, and we pray together as well. We only do this though with your help and your support. We've had a lot of folks that have called in and responded, because we are giving 10% of our pledge drive this time to those who are suffering in Haiti following the earthquake. So it's a perfect time to give. And good news, got a note here that says we've got a partnership challenge hour. Every single gift will be matched dollar for dollar.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that dollar for dollar match. I want to make sure that we mention that as often as possible. Listen to this email that came in. This is from a 16-year-old. Dear Patrick, I am a 16-year-old who listens to your show on Relevant Radio. I am a believer in Jesus. I am sending these tracts to you for you to read. I hope that you will be convicted and that you will repent from your sins and accept the truth of Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for sins, for our sins, so that anyone who believes in Jesus, that he died on the cross for our sins, would be saved. I have only been to one Catholic service in my life. I pray for you. Please realize that Mary, Peter, Paul, etc. are nothing. Jesus is the only way to salvation. We have one mediator, and that is Jesus Christ. With love, Tim. And Tim is writing to me from Michigan. So 16-year-old. Now, the reason I'm sharing this with you is because he sent me some chick tracts, the fundamentalist Bible tracts, you know, that say that the Catholic Church is false. Well, he's listening to this program. And you just can't put a value on the wide reach of this program, reaching people, even like young Tim, who's very well-intentioned. And I ask you, for people like him who are listening, who someday are going to know the truth about the Catholic Church, to support Relevant Radio so we can continue evangelizing people just like young Tim.
We need your help to do that. Reach out and respond at relevantradio.com. Use that handy-dandy app on your smartphone or your tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Still need 140 people this hour. Will it be you? 877-291-0123.
Patrick Madrid is on Coast to Coast on Relevant Radio.
Now that's what I call a taco.
Get connected to the conversation. Call now, 888-914-9149.
Taco!
That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid is on now. Relevant Radio.
Hey, Cyrus, T. Boone, what is it? T. Boone McCracken on Twitter says, Patrick, I think you should give...
T. Boone McCracken?
McCracken.
Awesome yeah. name.
I don't think it's a real name. Oh. And he has a mustache drawn on. But anyway, on Twitter, he says, I think you should give credit to the artist who sings that Taco Tuesday song and translate it into English for our brothers and sisters who no hablan español. So I can help with the second part, but the first part, I don't know the name of that band. Do you, offhand?
I do, yeah, and I'm happy to give these guys credit. They're great. It's actually I think it's a show.
Okay.
But I can't speak Spanish. I can't even, I refuse to butcher this on the air. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this in a little message box. And I'm
Send it to T. Boone McCracken.
I'm going to let you read it on the
okay,
air
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, Cuatro Tacos is the name of the song by DJ Lechero.
And it's a parody of another song, which I just gave you some more info about.
Okay. And I see that's...
AMJ?
It's more, it looks like Amjai Uno parody, whatever that... I don't know that other song. But anyway, T. Boone McCracken, there it is. Cuatro Tacos is the name of the song, and you can find it on the YouTubes if you look at it there. And basically what he's saying, you know, one, two, three, four tacos... I'm trying to eat. I'm not skinny, but I'm still handsome. So it's Spanglish. He's intermixing Spanish and English words in the song. It's quite funny.
What is, I'm chubby, but I'm still guapo mean?
Are you speaking for yourself?
I'm asking. It's one of the lyrics of the song, but I have no idea
just,
what he's saying.
Okay, chubby, you know that word from English, right?
Yeah.
It means kind of thick around the middle.
I don't know what guapo is.
Guapo means handsome.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, I'm chubby, but I'm still guapo. That's what he's saying. Funny song. You might be able to find it with subtitles, which would be even funnier. So there you have it. Thank you, Cyrus. Let's go to Raina. And Raina is in Layton, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Raina.
Happy Taco Tuesday, Patrick and Cyrus.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm calling. I have a question. I recently was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Okay.
And underwent... surgery. I have to go through radiation, and I'm getting married next month, September.
Oh, okay.
This is my fiance and I are in our 40s, and we're going to be a blended family. We have children from previous marriages. We're getting married in the Catholic Church, and we're trying to, you know, accept life. Well, we know we want to be open to life.
Yes.
However, we were told that, of course, we do not want to get pregnant if I'm receiving radiation.
Right.
And then I have to take a medication for 5 years, tamoxifen, that basically will throw me into menopause. And I definitely felt like there's a lot of pressure from the medical field, like, not to get pregnant at all because the cancer that I have, from what I understand, is estrogen and progesterone positive, meaning that it feeds of estrogen and progesterone.
Okay. So are you wondering what your moral options are?
I am. And I feel very torn, and you know, I'm sad about it, of course, because we're coming into a a new phase in our life, and we're very excited about our marriage. And
yeah, for
sure. We don't know how to deal with this.
Well, here's what I would suggest. Number one, follow the doctor's advice and get the treatment that you need that will save your life and your health. That's the church says that you have every moral right to do that. So in and around that, you may already be familiar with natural family planning. In the event that someone listening right now is not familiar with it, I'll just explain it. This, of course, is the means of taking into account the woman's natural cycle of fertility every month and using observation methods. And there are different forms of natural family planning. It's all really the same thing, but there are different ways of going about it that use forms of observation of the woman's cycle and charting so that you can, over a period of, I don't know, maybe 3, 4 months, 5 months, you get a really good sense of the regularity of the cycle. Then you can determine with a very high degree of accuracy the fertile time of the month. And then to be extra careful, you can build some extra days on either side of that, on either side of the ovulation. And know that, you know, unless God chooses to bless you with a child, in any case, the chance of conception is extremely low if you, using this charting, if you avoid that time of ovulation. Now, the benefit of this, number one, is that this is using you're cooperating, might be a better way to put it, with the natural cycle that God himself created in women. And the other thing is that you're not making use of the good of marriage, the marriage act, in a way that would be foreclosing on the possibility of the transmission of life. That would be through, say, contraception or through sterilization, which would be seriously sinful. So definitely don't do that. But you can achieve this time of avoiding conception, and at the same time, still enjoy this good of marriage, which you have a right to enjoy. Once the two of you are married, you have every right to enjoy that. And you should enjoy that. And you can do so with the certitude, or at least a very high degree of certitude, that you will not be putting your own health in jeopardy or the health of an unborn child if one should be conceived. Now, obviously, there is nothing that is 100% foolproof in this regard. But this would be the route that I would propose to you. And this is the route that the church proposes. I mean, who cares what I say? But this is what the church is saying, so that you could know that you are not doing anything immoral. And at the same time, you're being prudent in how you approach this issue. Does that make sense?
Thank you. Yes, we did discuss that. And we, we both agree on that. The next question, I guess, would be the fact that this medication will throw me into menopause. I was wondering if that has like any kind of like immoral thing, like kind of like if somebody would go and get sterilized.
Basically. Yeah. I don't think that the medication, taking the medication itself would, that would be an unintended side effect. You're not doing anything immoral because the purpose of the medication is to treat the illness. The unintended side effect would be this phenomenon of going into menopause early. But if you went down that route, I would check to see if there's an alternative to the medicine that would still achieve the goal but not put you into menopause, if possible. But even if you had to take that, you would not be doing anything immoral. Raina, great talking to you. God bless you. And I will pray that you and your husband have many happy years together. God bless you. I'll be right back.
We are making progress. We only need another 114 people who will join the team, join the family during this hour of the Patrick Madrid Show. How do you do that? It's real easy. You visit the website, relevantradio.com, or open up the app on either your smartphone or tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123, and make your gift, and any gift given during this hour will be matched dollar for dollar. So if you can make a special one-time gift of $25, now's the time to do it. Maybe we can get, say, 30 people who, you know, I don't have a lot to spare right now, but I can do $10, $15, $25. Make that call. Make that gift online. And then if we can get another half a dozen who can maybe do $25 a month or even $100 a month, we need you as well, because those monthly recurring gifts are really what sustains us from pledge drive to pledge drive. We need your help, and we need to join the family right now.
Think about all the people who listen to the Relevant Radio, who listen to Relevant Radio, and who call in, many of them, with really serious dilemmas going on in their lives. And they're getting good, solid information here on Relevant Radio day in and day out. It's helping lots of people. You can't put a price tag on that. And I know that you feel like I do, that you want to help people like that. And this is a way you can do that. You can help these people by supporting Relevant Radio so we can stay on the air. Do it for them. Do it by calling 888-914. I'm sorry, I keep going to the show number. Sorry, Mary. Do it by going to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app, or call us at 877-291-0123.
And boom, just like that, we only need 110 people now reaching out and responding, either at our website, relevantradio.com, on the app, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Can you do a dollar a day? $365, it will be doubled, and we will send you, in appreciation, the book called The St. Monica Club. If you have a child or another family member who's left the faith, you'll definitely want your own copy of the St. Monica Club. It's how to wait, hope, and pray for your fallen away loved ones. That book is yours. And if you make your gift either at relevantradio.com or on the app, you'll also get that extra special bonus download produced by Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond. And it's going to help you, give you the words and the language you need to bring your loved ones back into the church. We need you to reach out and respond. Thank you. There's another one and another one. We only need 105 people now who are going to reach out and respond at relevantradio.com using your Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. 100% match. Your gift will be doubled dollar for dollar.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Okay, away we go to Phoenix, Arizona to talk to Haley. Good morning, Haley.
Hi, good morning, Patrick.
Hi.
I have a question for you. Okay. So my son goes to a school, Catholic school here in Phoenix. And I've been bothered by the way that some of the parents, particularly the mothers, dress. Extremely scantily. I have a 6-year-old son. And my question to you is it appropriate for me to go to my priest and just tell him just kind of what I think? Or do you think I should just, you know, get over it and just leave it alone? And the thing that I think kind of bugs me the most is that they have sweatpant days, you know, throughout the year where the adult kids bring in a dollar and then they get to, you know, they donate it to a charity and then they get to wear sweatpants that day. Well, they always put in the bulletin, remember, yoga pants aren't appropriate or, you know, aren't acceptable. Yeah. Yet we allow the parents to walk around like that. You know, it's just, I don't know. I just struggle with it.
I could understand why. Now, first question I have is, has your son said anything about this? Have you detected anything in him about these women,
no,
the way they're dressed? Okay.
No.
So maybe he's oblivious to it. And at age six, if he were older, it would be a bigger problem. But it's still a problem. I understand what you're saying. And my answer would be yes, you have every right as the mom to ask the priest, to ask the parents to please dress appropriately. I mean, come on. I mean, not only for your own, not you personally, but not only for their own sake of modesty, but also for the people around them. And I'm sure it's not just the students who are noticing this. I'm sure there are other people who are noticing this, including other parents. So I think you have every right to make that request. And I hope the priest will see your point. He may punt that to the principal of the school, but whoever winds up doing it, I think something should be said. Dear parents, we know that the weather is warm and, you know, it's easy to dress down, but for the sake of the students and for the sake of modesty, we ask that you come to pick up your student or drop off your student dressed appropriately, and maybe even give some listings of what is inappropriate. You know, that's not uncommon in some mm-hmm. churches where they'll have a list of no bare midriff. I've never understood why it's called a midriff, but in any case, you know, no bare midriff, no short skirts, no short shorts, no, you know, just to try to be modest for the sake of the kids. And I wonder if maybe just a simple message like that would be enough to solve the problem.
Great. Thank you so much. That's wonderful advice. And just a quick plug, your show has changed my life. So thank you for all that you do, Patrick.
Thank you, Haley. Would you indulge me and tell me how it changed your life?
Yes, absolutely. So I've come in and out of the Catholic faith throughout my life, been more involved and less involved. And just recently, I was introduced to your show, and just hearing the way that you handle things. I'm an emotional person, as you can tell. So sometimes my emotions get in the way and I can come off as angry, or I can come off as bitter or upset when it's really passion, usually. And so I just listen to the way that you handle the calls, and you just do it with such grace and such, kindness, and just, you're just an amazing person. And so I take that, and I pray about it, and I discern about it, and I ask the Lord to help me to be, you know, to be more that way. And so I just appreciate you so much. And I quote you all the time, and I say, well, Patrick, and, you know, within my family and within people that I know listen to you. So I just appreciate it. And I look forward to every day listening to you. And if I can't, then I listen to you on the podcast. So.
Oh, thank you, Haley. That means a lot. And I take it to heart. You know, it's not something that comes naturally to me. I'll tell you that, just as long as you're being personal. But over time, mm-hmm. you know, the more you work at it, the more successful you'll be. And that's what I had to do. I mean, I don't think it's natural for most people. But if you apply yourself, you can become less emotional in that sense, you know. But mm-hmm. I really appreciate your kind words. And I'm so glad to know that you're listening. I really am.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Haley. All right. Well, thank you. And do me a favor. Call me back, I don't know, in a month or so. And after you've had an effort, after you've made an effort to see if you can get the dress code in place, I'd love to know what happens. I would be hopeful that the priest will see your point and take some steps to facilitate that. Thanks, Haley. Let's go now to San Diego and talk to Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Patrick. I wanted to discuss the rise of anti-Semitism that we're seeing in the U.S. and worldwide. And I was wondering what your take is on all this. Do you see a rise in the church as well?
No, I don't think I've seen a rise in anti-Semitism in the Catholic Church, but there's definitely a rise in anti-Semitism that's kind of in some ways amalgamated with anti-Zionism. And that has, I mean, there are various reasons for that, but one of the alarming things is that when you see a rise in anti-Semitism across the board, that's usually a sign that there is an attempt to scapegoat some group of people for their perceived participation in something. And of course, the Jews from time immemorial have been scapegoated by various groups, including Catholics, I'm sorry to say. So I have noticed an uptick in that. And I also, on Twitter, I follow a couple of figures who are involved in combating, anti-Semitism. And I want to see if I can get you an example of that, because Dove Hickhind is his name. He's a former New York State Assemblyman. He's Jewish, and he has an organization called Americans Against Anti-Semitism. And their website is AmericansAA.org. And I follow his work, and I keep, he's one of the people on Twitter that I follow who kind of keeps me updated on the state of anti-Semitism in the United States and elsewhere. So he might be somebody that you would want to follow. His name is Dove Hickhind, H-I-K-I-N-D, first name Dove, D-O-V. And I think that he can give you even more information on that issue.
Oh, that's very good. They just recently had a rally out in El Cajon out here.
What kind of a rally?
rally to highlight that the rise in anti-Semitism. It was sponsored partly by a group called Shield of David, which I know nothing about.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's probably an anti-Semitism group. That's good. We don't want anyone scapegoated.
Yeah. Which, and, you know, probably, as you know, SDSU out here is pretty much a hotbed for anti-Semitism,
mm-hmm.
Which is unfortunate for me.
I didn't know that personally, but I'm not surprised. It seems that as though anti-Semitism, which is not the unique province of liberals, but it seems to be more prevalent, at least in my view, from what I see, much more prevalent among the far left than it is among the far right, which is not to say that it's not present among the far right people, but it seems lately, at least, to be much more pronounced, and I'm seeing more evidence of it in the far left. So I deplore it, and I'm certainly happy to stand with Jews in defense of their right not to be scapegoated on the basis of their religion. So check that out. Check out Dov Hickhein's Twitter feed, and I think you'll find that very interesting. Thanks for the call. We're going to listen to a miracle moment right now, and then I'll be right back with more of your phone calls.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Every morning, my son comes downstairs to have breakfast with the voice, Patrick Madrid. So if you can imagine every day how much a wealth of him. He's in junior high. He's in eighth grade. And he goes to regular public school, you know. And so this is every single day he listens while he's eating breakfast and then on our way to school. And besides the wealth that we've gotten, and, you know, but more than anything for him. And he hears the questions, you know, repeatedly. And so that has stayed in his mind. So just wanted to thank Relevant Radio. Thank you.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.
We need to hear from you, and when we do, we want to hear, what is your miracle moment? We want to hear your story. How has Relevant Radio impacted you? It's been great hearing from all of the callers that have been calling in today and sharing about the impacts that just Patrick Madrid on his own has had, not to mention all the time we spend together in prayer as we pray the Holy Rosary every single day and the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and morning prayers and we pray the Angelus or the Memorare every single hour. It is great having all of this available to you. And it only happens because people before you have done their part. Now it's your turn to reach out and respond at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Patrick, we have 15 minutes left in this hour, and we still need 80 people to reach out and respond.
Oh my. You know, it's really amazing to me.
Yeah.
Just, you know, sometimes the momentum is right there at the beginning of the week. Sometimes it takes a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But we're on the second day of Pledge Drive. We only have a total of 5 days, as you know. And I want to make sure everybody out there knows that. We only have 5 days. It's got to be done and in the can, as they say, by the end of the business day on Friday. And at this rate, we won't make it. So help us make it. I'm intrigued by the people, Mary, out there who can make a large donation.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it happen. We've seen people roll in with a $15,000 donation, $20,000, $50,000 donation. And I'd like to ask those of you out there, I'm talking to you specifically, if that's something that you can do, we need you right now. We need you to make that large donation. So let's say it's $25,000. Please help us out by going to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
If you can make a special gift of $1 a day, we have a great book for you. It's called The Saint Monica Club. If you have a child or family member who's left the faith, you'll definitely want this copy of The Saint Monica Club. And you know, it's not a book that's going to teach you how to get your family back into the church right away. It's more about teaching you the patience you need to wait and to pray for them. Is, as we all know, the story of Saint Monica, and she prayed for Saint Augustine. And you know, they say Saint Augustine was a saint because Saint Monica was a saint first. So it'll give you those tools that you need and make your gift at relevantradio.com or by using your smartphone or your tablet. And in addition to that, you'll get that great download that's coming from Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond as they have kind of an intimate discussion about how to help lead your loved ones back to the church. It's all yours, plus your gift is matched dollar for dollar here for the next 20 minutes or so. So give us a call, reach out and respond. If you can make that special gift of $5,000 or $10,000, we could use you now at 877-291-0123.
Keeping it relevant.
It's the Patrick Madrid Show. On Relevant Radio, join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
All right, let's go now to Iowa and speak to Teresa. Hi, Teresa. Welcome.
Hi. I have a question about the Blessed Virgin Mary and the angels.
Okay.
I want to know how we can say that Our Lady is higher than the cherubim and seraphim, but yet she's a human being like we are.
Well, we know
I pray to her, and mm-hmm. and so and I've been praying a lot with regard to the fact that she's greater than the angel. So this mm-hmm. question occurred to me.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. It's an insightful question. So we know from Hebrews chapter 1 that the incarnate Christ, who is a human being, he's not a human person, he's a divine person with a human nature, but he is, as it says in verse 4, far superior to the angels. So I'll just read in passage here. In times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days, he spoke to us through his Son, whom he made heir of all things, and through whom he created the universe, who is the refulgence of his glory, the very imprint of his being, and who sustains all things by his mighty word. When he had accomplished purification from sins, he took his seat at the right hand of the majesty on high. As far superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, this day, and I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me"? And again, when he leads the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." Of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels winds and his ministers a fiery flame." But of the Son, "Your throne, O God, stands forever and ever, and a righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom." So that passage, I think is helpful in answering your question insofar as this is referring to the incarnate Jesus. So just to kind of walk through this step by step, God himself became man. He didn't cease to be God. Obviously, that's impossible. But he took to himself human nature, and it's perfectly and irrevocably united, the human nature and the divine nature. And that's who is being spoken of here. Obviously, God is far superior to the angels. But in his humanity, Jesus is also far superior to the angels. And so by extension, we could see the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is the mother of Jesus, that she has a special role that places her above the angels, as we call her the Queen of the Angels. So it's by her association with Jesus. She's not a member of the Godhood, obviously, but her role in God's plan of salvation is elevated above even the angels, even the highest of the angels. Does that make more sense?
It helps. I still don't understand it. I mean, I love Our Lady, you know, and I mm-hmm. and it's like, how did she get this position to command? I mean, she commands the angels.
Yeah. Well, let me try to take another run at this. You see in Hebrews chapter 1 that it's referring to the man Jesus, the human being Jesus, not a human person, but a human being.
Right.
So he is above the angels. Okay. Even though in the order of creation, angels are higher than human beings, Jesus is vaunted over the angels. And so what the church teaches is that given her relationship with Jesus Christ, her unique relationship that nobody else has with Jesus as his mother, that she too participates in that in his case it's kingship, in her case it's queenship, And by virtue of her relationship with Jesus, just as he too, as a man, is superior to the angels, she too, as a woman, as a creature, a human creature, is superior to the angels. So it's that connection with Christ incarnate that gives her that dignity and status. I mean, theologically speaking.
Okay, I'll think about it. Did Thomas Aquinas talk about this?
Oh, in great detail. Not so much about Mary, though. Although I'd have to go back and check what he says in the Summa on this, but he does say an awful lot, not only about the angels in his treatise on the angels, but also their relationship to human beings. And I'd need to go and check and see what he said about Mary on that issue, but it would be worth checking.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you, Teresa. Now to Giovanni, who's listening in Oceanside, California. Hello, Giovanni.
Good. What? Still morning over there on the East Coast time, right? How you doing?
Still is for a little bit. Yes, I'm well, thank you.
Cool. So I'm wondering if I need to get an exorcism. I played Dungeons and Dragons as a kid with a stepbrother, and it took me years to realize that he really didn't have my best interest in mind, and I've had some sins I just can't shake.
Okay.
And it dawned on me yesterday, and I figured, let me call my buddy Patrick. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to tell you a couple other things. I met you in San Diego. I forget the name of the thing we had. It was on my wedding anniversary. It was a symposium. It was probably summer of 2016 or summer of 2017,
okay.
August 19th. Anyways, so what does Patrick say? Would love to hear your advice.
All right. Well, if you in your life recognize that there's some, what appears to be some maybe diabolical oppression going on, some diabolical interference going on, you may not need an exorcism, but you may need prayers of deliverance prayed for you by the priest. And your diocese, if you're in the Diocese of San Diego, there is a priest who is assigned by the bishop as an exorcist, and you could get in touch going through the diocese and find out if you could meet with him. And then he would be in a position to evaluate the situation. You could give him all the details and explain what's going on exactly. And then he could evaluate and then take action as necessary. But a full-on exorcism would involve somebody who's possessed by the devil. And I'm in no position to be able to, you know, to offer you advice on that regard. He could do so. But I would think it would be very well worth your while to make an effort to talk with him so that you can find out what needs to be done and then ask him to help you with that.
Cool. So that's good advice. The plan I should follow is contact the Diocese of San Diego and see if I can get some prayers of deliverance, or who I can contact. What's the operative word I should be saying?
Tell them that you're having some what are concerning you as diabolical oppression, and you would like to be in contact with the exorcist for the diocese, and then they would put you in touch with him. I don't know the exact procedure, but they would put you in touch with him, and then ideally, if you can meet with him, then he would be in a better position then to start figuring out what's going on and then help you.
Cool. Another quick question for you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed what you said. You said concerning diabolical oppression, and what was the other point?
Just that the diabolical oppression is something that you're concerned about and you'd like to get his evaluation. I will pray for you, Giovanni. Go forward in faith, and Jesus will help you, and this exorcist will help you as well. God bless you. All right, that's it for us. Mary and I are going to be closing things out here in just a moment, talking about Pledge Drive. This is day two.
It is day two, and we are approaching the halfway point for the day, and we've only achieved 18% of our need of $2.7 million, which we need to hit that 2.7 by the end of the week. We need your help. We could really use some help right now at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or by calling 877 877- 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And when you call us, let us know your story. How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? What's your favorite program or your favorite show, or what is it you like best about Relevant Radio? We want to hear exactly what it is from you. When you call, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or make your gift at relevantradio.com or by using the app. Looks like we still need almost 60 people. Right at 60 people will reach out here in the next 5 minutes of this hour.
You know, we still have a ways to go, Mary, but that is encouraging because the last time you gave the number, I think it was like 112 or something like that. So we have made some progress. Yeah. We're making our effort. And I keep coming back to the people whose lives are being changed on a daily basis by listening to Relevant Radio. You've heard a number of them on the program today. They've called in to share what God is doing in their own lives. And that's unsolicited. We didn't ask them to do that. But they feel compelled, and I am trusting that you want to help more people like that. So help us help them when you make your pledge today.
Make that pledge at relevantradio.com by using the app on your smartphone or your tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We would like to do some cleanup from the last couple of hours. If you can help us out with a big gift of, say, like $5,000 or $10,000, it would be tremendously appreciated at this point in time. So if you can do that, by all means, make your gift at relevantradio.com or by using the app or by calling 877-291-0123. And rest assured that when you make your gift in the next few minutes here, it will be matched 100%, a dollar-for-dollar match for the remainder of this hour.
You may not have heard me read a letter from a 16-year-old boy who listens to this program. He took the time to write to me, and he sent me some Chick-Tract comic books, the fundamentalist anti-Catholic comic books. And his goal in writing to me was to tell me to get saved and to leave the Catholic Church. But you know what? He's listening, and there are people like that who are listening. And, you know, is it possible that you could help people like him? It is possible. You can do it by supporting Relevant Radio. So whether it's for that 16-year-old young man or the other people who are listening who are maybe far from God, but they're trying to make their way back, you can help them by helping us stay on the air 24/7, speaking the truth in love.
Whatever gift you can give will help tremendously. We are making progress. We only need another 48 people in 2 minutes. We can do that if you visit the website and make your gift at relevantradio.com or use your smartphone tablet or your smartphone or your tablet and use the app. Or we do have operators standing by at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Reach out and respond with whatever gift amount you can give. If it's a $25 gift, we want to hear from you. Even a $10 or a $5 gift, we need to hear from you. Be one of these last people that we need during this last couple of minutes. The final looks like 45 people reaching out, either at the website or using your app or by calling 877-291-0123. Two more calls came in. Thank you. Let's keep that going. 877-291-0123.
And remember, if you call 877-291-0123 and get a busy signal, that does happen from time to time, you can always go straight to relevantradio.com and make your pledge there. It is secure, it is safe, it is quick, and your name will be spelled correctly. And you can take a look at some of the gifts that we have for you depending upon your donation level. You can do the same thing using the Relevant Radio app, and I will be delighted when we can send you a digital download of the conversation that Josh Raymond and I had about how you can help your kids come back home to the Catholic Church. We have some tips for you, and I don't want you to miss out on that.
That's going to wrap up the Patrick Madrid Show for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Pledge Drive does continue. We only need 30 more people who will visit the website, relevantradio.com. Use that app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.